Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back. And welcome back, No Contact Army. Have you been a good little soldier or a bad little soldier? If you've been a bad little soldier, well, fear not, because I have some no contact success stories today that will hopefully help you get back into no contact and stay there. And if you too would like to join the No Contact Army, all you have to do is hit the subscribe button and you're in. And to read the No Contact Army manual, go to nocontactsecrets.com where you can read two free chapters before buying the book. So, as I mentioned, I have more no contact success stories, and I define no contact success as someone hearing from their ex while they're in no contact, someone getting back with their ex, or someone even deciding that, you know what, I really don't want my ex back, and just moving on, whether they hear from their ex or not. And I guess I'll take this opportunity to say something about no contact. I personally believe that it will be more or less obsolete in 20 years. Now, hopefully none of us will be dating in 20 years, but I think that so many people are going to know about it. More and more people are finding out about it every day, that eventually it's going to lose its effectiveness, and it's going to require something bigger, something more, something beyond no contact to get an ex back, because I look at no contact as analog, and we need to move into the digital. And I already know what that next thing is. I'm not prepared to discuss it right now. I have been teaching some of my private clients about it, two of them, and one of them already got their ex back, and the other one will see. So when I'm prepared to talk about it, to discuss it, to go further into that, I will, but for now, it's only for my private clients. So let me get into this series of stories about no contact success. The first one says, last time we saw each other was September. Then in November, he sent me a super like on Tinder. Then 2 weeks ago, he followed me on Instagram and we talked for 2 days about some things, but not about us. I don't know what he wants. Okay, well, my question is, when he contacted you on Instagram, did he say something significant? Because if he didn't, then you know you shouldn't be responding. And maybe that's why you're talking about things, but not about the two of you. But obviously there's interest there if he's super liking you and then refollowing you on Instagram. Okay, the next one. It's been a month with 4 times my ex trying to contact me. Now she wants to be with me and I'm in control, but remembering the fact that once a cheater, always a cheater. She's acting like nothing happened. Well, that's not good, because if someone cheats, then they need to pay a price. They can't just act like, oh, nothing happened, let's just sweep it under the rug. The rebound she tried to get into ruined her mind. Not sure what that means. She's sorry and all that, but as we all know, it won't be like before. Strict no contact always works. And enjoy your life to avoid the breakup pain. Now it feels like I can leave her. Just yesterday, she texted me and said, can I please have you back? I was like, well, let's talk face to face. I don't talk over the phone about things like this. I still love her, but my self-respect is worth more than love. So let's see what happens with that guy, if he does take her back or not. Okay, the next one. She broke up with me in September, said she didn't want to lose me, cut off all contact harshly after minimal contact in October, the next month. A few days ago, so this is like 4 months later that he wrote this, she reached out to be on friendly terms. I suspect dismissive avoidant attachment on her end. I don't know why. I would need more information. But looks like right now she's just trying to put you in the friend zone. And the answer to that, of course, would be no. Okay, this one, the next one. It's Valentine's Day today, and something happened that I'd like to share with you. The background story is that I'm a 57-year-old male who is dating a 49-year-old female for about a year. She ended the relationship in early 2020, the second serious breakup in the relationship amongst various fake breakups. She yielded the breakup like a weapon. Woo! to try and control me, I would assume. Yes, absolutely. That's what fake breakups are. They're all about trying to control you and manipulate you and scare you. Like, ooh, I'm breaking up with you. Go ahead. Be my guest. The door's right there. Go ahead. She would break up by phone, usually saying, call me if you want to be friends, and then abruptly hang up. Well, she sounds very immature for a 49-year-old. This time I went no contact. Good. That passed through a one-year anniversary. Christmas, New Year's, I persevered. Very difficult time. Around day 50, I thought I was going crazy and wanted to break no contact. Yes, I know. And that's the exact time that you must not break no contact, because you're going to go crazy between days 45 and 60. And guess who else is going to go crazy between days 45 and 60? Hopefully, your ex. So that's why, as I said in the video last week, under no circumstance can you ever break no contact between days 45 and 60, between weeks 6 and 8. Okay, I wanted to send a Valentine's Day card and letter, but didn't, thank God. What happened today? On Valentine's Day, day 71 of no contact, she texted me and wished me a happy Valentine's Day. I responded several hours later with happy Valentine's Day to you too. I want to thank you for your videos on YouTube. They gave me insightful info and strength to stay in no contact. Thank God. The weird thing is that I have had mixed feelings about the contact from my ex today. I was pretty sure I wanted her back, absolutely, but now I'm not so sure. I guess I'll wait for the next text. Absolutely, hell yeah. And you know what? I could have told you she was going to contact you again, because people that do fake breakups, they're always bluffing. So you just got to call their bluff. And then they always come around most of the time. Okay, the next one. I have a top secret message for Lucia. Ooh, what is it? I love top secret messages. I was very curious and skeptical about 60 days theory. Oh, is it a theory? but I started no contact and I was very disciplined. Good for you. During 60 days, she tried to reach me but failed because she was blocked on my phone and all of my internet apps. Damn. I had no way of knowing that she was trying. After 61 days, so she missed it by one day, she came to my home. Just another confirmation that the 60-day rule works. That's right. See, when they really want to get back with you, if you block them on everything, they show up at your house. If they really want you back. If they don't, then they won't. Okay, the next one. My ex broke up with me only a month after being together because I messed up. Other than the slip-up, we had a pretty healthy relationship. After almost a year of begging my ex to forgive me, a year, oh my God, that's a long time. I started to not reach out anymore because even if he never came back, I'm happy I met him. That's a nice attitude. He's really the most wonderful man I met and set the standard of how to treat a woman. Aww. 11 months of begging didn't work. Well, obviously. after a month of me not emailing him, he reached out to me. See what happens when you finally do no contact? The begging didn't work for 11 months. You finally leave him alone. And a month later, he finally contacts you. I wish you had done that from the beginning. You wouldn't have had to go through those 11 months. But okay, some people, they need to learn the hard way. We texted for a couple of minutes and then he said we miss each other, but he's not comfortable talking to me regularly. I respect that. So I just took our conversation as a happy moment and just let it be. Again, that's a great attitude. I still didn't text him, which is unlike me. I was so excited he hit me up after a year of ignoring me. Yeah. I recommend if you feel like texting your ex, write up a note or an email, but don't send it's just let out your feelings. I did that anytime I felt weak when I wanted to text him. A week later, he texted me out of the blue and said he loved me. Whoa. And that no one compares to me. He doesn't want to be with or have a family with anyone but me. I was so ashamed of my slip up. Girl, what did you do? I want to know what you did. I felt like I didn't deserve his kind words. I still love him and I expressed how I felt only because he expressed himself as well first. Okay. I don't know how long it'll be until he texts me again, but the last time we spoke, it was looking hopeful. He said he's open to talking to me more and to see where things go. I say I went no contact for about a month and a half and it worked. After 11 months of begging emails, pathetic. She said the word pathetic. And I agree with her. What can I say? He reached out on his own even after I messed up. If he does decide to give me another chance, I will do right by him this time. Even if we don't get back together, I'm happy I met him and experienced his love. No contact does work once you let go. Thank you for your encouragement and your videos. I can't believe this info on your channel is free. Yeah, I can't believe it either. Listen to her, y'all. Yeah, listen to me, y'all. Okay, let's see. The next one. No contact has allowed me to learn how to be complete without needing someone to complete me. Instead of wasting my time and emotions on my ex, I use them towards passions and hobbies that had been hindered when I was in a relationship. I've also learned things that have significantly increased my earning potential in the attempt to distract my thoughts from my ex. It's amazing to me that there are so many relationship opportunities around me while I'm not desperate for any of them, but now I love and value myself more than before. I love this story. Fantastic. I mean, look, you took lemons and you made lemonade. Instead of letting it bring you down, you kicked it into high gear. You know, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And he did amazing things with the time. So congratulations. I'm really happy for you. This was what I meant when I talked about the fact that, to me, being broken up with or being rejected or ghosted actually gives me superpowers. It activates my superpowers. I did like this guy did, you know, instead of being upset and staying in bed and crying or whatever people do, I go, oh, really? You're rejecting me? Oh, okay. All right. We'll see about that. And I step it up and I level up even more so that I level up out of their league and I wouldn't even consider going out with them again. It's like, no, I don't want to go out with you. I mean, look at me now and look at you. And I'm not just talking about physically. I'm just talking in all ways. I work on myself in all ways. I take that fuel, that energy that the breakup gives me, and I do something constructive with it. So I hope that a lot of you will also be able to do something constructive with your breakup. And I have one more story, and that is, I did no contact. At the beginning, it was really hard. I really missed him, but I knew he wasn't right for me, so I just moved on. He tried to contact me multiple times every few months and also came back and looked at my IG every few months. No contact really works. I don't want him back, but I definitely heard from him a lot, even after a few months of no contact, and now I tell my friends to do that if they want their ex to come back, or at least if they want to hear from their ex. All right, so hopefully those were inspirational, and you will stay in no contact until you hear something significant from your ex. And in the meantime, if you're going through a breakup and you would like private coaching with me, you can contact me at theartoflove.net. The direct link is below, and we will send you the rates. If this video has been helpful, remember to like, subscribe, and share. If you're listening on iTunes, I would appreciate if you would rate and review the podcast. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.